Influencers Special Edition Summer Bahamian Artist Series is powered by
A Healthier Me Starts with Fit 360.
Influencers is brought to you by
7C's Start Your Day the Right Way. Soya Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Carib Construction. The Beauty Barn, hair and beauty supplies, delivering beauty products straight to your door. WhatsApp 242-812-8500. Real Time Sound Studios. And Global Transformation Media, transforming you from the inside out. Welcome to Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM, and I am your host, Lady Shima. And on this radio show, we take you into the world of leaders within Bahamian society and the global community to give you insight on how they use their influence to bring about positive change. We provide this platform for influencers to inspire our listeners with their personal stories on how they maneuver and strategize to still be impactful and influential even in this new norm environment post-COVID-19. It is our hope that the stories and insight of the influencers we bring to you will inspire you to use the power of your influence to bring transformational change to your immediate environment, Bahamian society, and for some even across international divides. Today on Influencers, as we continue our month-long Summer Bahamian Artist Series, we are taking a look at Bahamian society through the lens of music and visual artists who influence, impact, and shape societal outlook through their passion as well as through the serving of their outstanding gifts and talent. And today, we delve into the mind of a Bahamian cultural icon and treasure. Her name has become synonymous with Junkanoo and all things Bahamian. She is a recipient of the Unsung Hero in the Arts Award by Lynx Incorporated and has been recognized by the Ministry of Tourism, now the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism and Aviation, for her long and outstanding service to the National Junkanoo Committee, as well as her outstanding participation in the People to People program. She has served on the Bahamas Junkanoo Committee for 24 years and is the founding secretary of the One Family Junkanoo and Community Organization. This Bahamian treasure is the daughter of Olga Bosfield and celebrated educator, the late Harold Otis Nash, better known as H.O. Nash, our third feature on this Influencer Special Edition Summer Bahamian Artist Series is influencer Arlene Nash Ferguson as we discuss the topic, Music and the Arts, Shaping a New Bahamas. All this and more when we return here on Influencers on Guardian Talk Radio, 96.9 FM.
Healthier Me starts with Fit 360. Fit 360 has a unique range of vitamins with potent formulations offering optimum levels of omega-3, tasty immune boosters for on the go, and sugar-free options too. Fit 360 has something for me, my friends, and my family. Whether exercising, staying ahead at work, or busy with the kids, Fit 360 makes it easy and tasty to give my body the daily vitamins it needs. Staying healthy and strong is the way to be. Fit 360 for a healthier you.
There's this place you can buy quality men and ladies fragrances like Versace and Jimmy Choo for the best prices in town. It's easy to find with lots of parking and great customer service too. Want to know where? I'm talking about Sawyer's Treasures and Tings, located right next to Sawyer Studios in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Open Monday to Saturday, 9 to 5. Call them now at 361-7299. Got it? Sawyer's Treasures and Tings at 361-7299.
Staying healthy has taken on a whole new meaning these days. So we ask, why do you put your health first?
As a business professional, I need to make the most out of my work days.
I'm a teacher, and I want to be there for my students.
In sports, I have to be in top form for my team.
Motherhood, I just got to keep up with my kids.
Because my patients rely on me to be at my best.
Staying healthy is important for many of us, and Halib Orange makes it easy. Just one 1,000 milligram tablet of vitamin C gives your immune system a flavorful boost, leaving you protected and feeling good for the day ahead. Halib Orange Vitamin C. Just pop the cap, drop it in water, let it fizz, and enjoy. Part of the Halib Orange family.
ACG Wholesale is the answer for retail grocery store owners and everyday shoppers who want to save big. ACG carries a variety of drinks, snacks, meat products, essential dry goods like rice and yellow grits, plus lots of wholesome produce. And ACG Wholesale is a proud distributor of Borden's Milk, opened Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., located next to Phoenix Supermarkets on East Street South. Call 392-1155. That's ACG Wholesale with quality service and great prices.
Welcome back to Influencers. I'm your host, Lady Shima, and with me today is influencer Arlene Nash Ferguson as we continue with an Influencer Special Edition Summer Bahamian Artist Series. Arlene Nash Ferguson, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a privilege to be here. Thank you for having me.
And listen, people, you can't see her in studio, but I can, and she is outfitted in her Bahari, and she's totally representing it. I love what she's adorned in today. And our theme is music and the arts shaping a new Bahamas. Before we get a little bit into your background, let's talk a little bit about our theme for today. I would like to know, what are your thoughts on the role of culture in shaping a new Bahamas as you see it?
Well, first of all, as I said again, thank you for having me. It's mm-hmm. It's so good to be here. So yes. Let's talk culture initially.
Yes.
I think culture has a very vital role to play as our Bahama land moves on. Mm-hmm. As we approach 50,
yes.
It's a good time for us to reflect and to look back over the past years, specifically the last 50 years, and start to look at some things. I think for me, one major plank of nation building mm-hmm. is culture.
Yes.
We are a small country mm-hmm. placed in what I always call a ring of super cultural powers, like the brown girl in the ring.
Oh,
so
wow.
You have the United States,
yes.
You have Jamaica, you have Cuba, mm-hmm. you have Haiti, mm-hmm. you have Puerto Rico,
mm-hmm.
and each with a very vibrant and powerful country. And right in the center is the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes.
Only 300,000 people, mm-hmm. roughly. And the good Lord decided to make us different.
Yes, very.
And so when I celebrate culture,
yes,
that is my way of saying thank you and my way of celebrating the beautiful variety of God's creation.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's wrong for us to copy anybody else.
Come on.
And so when it comes to culture and national development,
mm-hmm.
we have to have a conscious, deliberate, the new buzzword is intentional.
Yes.
Intentional mm-hmm. plan.
That's correct.
To ensure that we maintain and preserve our identity.
Mm-hmm.
We also are in a situation where we welcome more people who visit the Bahamas
yes.
than those of us who live here.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
We are outnumbered
mm-hmm.
many times in many places.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of that underscores the need for a deliberate plan mm-hmm. to preserve our culture. It is so easy to get carried away with the way of the world, and it is happening, and we haven't even stopped to take stock of
okay.
it. And so we need a plan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms. Arlene Nash Ferguson, you're talking about the importance of preserving our culture as a people, as a nation.
That's right.
As an independent nation.
Right.
Before we get into that into more detail, we're going to delve into that because
mm-hmm.
I really want you to talk about that extensively. But I've been having this conversation now. You're a third guest now with this month-long series.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we've been talking about what is culture? What is Bahamian
yes.
culture?
Yes.
Of course, we had that very interesting question that caused a lot of buzz that went viral on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that question was asked by someone in high authority as it relates to culture. What is Bahamian music anyway? And we're going to be talking about that too later on down in the show. But I would definitely like to hear from this cultural icon, the woman herself, you, Arlene Nash Ferguson. In your mind, what is Bahamian culture if someone were to ask you to define the word?
In a nutshell, I would say very generally, culture is what we do.
Okay.
There are the way we think, the way we operate, the whole world has to birth children, find fresh water, find fresh food, bury our dead. The way we do many of these things is very different from other people. So when we look at the broad definition of culture, I always tell my classes when I talk about culture, go into McDonald's after school to buy the children something to eat today has become a part of Bahamian culture.
Yes.
But it is not indigenous to the Bahamas. We have borrowed that from other places. And so, Bahamian culture, those values, those traditions that we have developed here as a people based on our history and our geography, and the people who came, who brought their customs and traditions, and all of this mixed up together results in what we call the culture of the Bahamas.
Okay, so the way that we as a people, as Bahamians, live life, the way that we do things in everyday living, it's unique to us.
And I'm glad you said that, everyday living, because I always say, if you say to me now, or I say to you, Shima, we just got a big contract. We're touring the world.
Yes.
And we need a Bahamian review to showcase Bahamian culture.
Yes.
Within an hour, we'll have a world-class show.
Believe it or not, of course you are correct.
So we are not losing our culture.
And so easily at that.
Not losing our culture with what we put on the stage or what we say for special occasions or even what we preserve in the museum. We are losing our culture on the ground. We are losing our culture in our day-to-day life. We are not saying, you know, we are saying you guys.
Yes, yes.
We are not stopping to cook peas and rice. We stop into McDonald's.
We're becoming very Americanized.
And so, in our way of living. And so, you know, we have to be very conscious. And this is why I say we're losing it on the ground, and we have to do some deliberate things to preserve those things that make us different.
What are some of those things that you believe that we need to do? That's deliberate, that's intentional towards the preservation of Bahamian culture?
Well, you know, as an educator, my first response is always knowledge is power.
Yes.
And so it's a truism. And so what we need to do, first of all, is to ensure that everybody, just what you asked me, what is culture? What is Bahamian culture?
That's correct.
And then the question is, what do we do to preserve it?
Yes.
Because a lot of people, when you say, what is Bahamian culture? Oh, John Canoe. Oh, sloop sailing. Well, if you talk about culture and everything that we do, you will realize that we have inherited some proud and rich traditions from our African ancestors.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And they are self-evident, you know. So it's bush medicine, it's chunkanoo, it's all of these things. It's Bahamian English. I didn't say dialect, and I didn't say bad English. It's Bahamian English.
I got you.
And also the other side of what I call our national personality, the way we live, is what the British left here. Our
national personality, I like that.
Our system of government.
Yes.
You know, I just found out the other day that the word duff is an English word for, an old English word for a particular kind of dessert.
Yes.
I didn't know that the word bite, we have so many bites in the Bahamas, old bite, new bite.
Yes.
You know, it means a bay. It's an old English word that means a bay. You know, we are still spelling harbor with a U. You know, we are still spelling theater.
There's a historical context to why and we do what it is that we do. Yes.
And so, but when we think of culture, we don't think of those things. that the British gave us, driving on the left side of the street.
Correct.
That kind of
thing. Roundabouts.
Right. Yes. And so, yes. And so our culture is very rich.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, what I have devoted my time to is that's why I just appreciate every opportunity to share and to talk about culture so that people will understand we are not like Topsy. Mm-hmm. We didn't just drop out the sky one night. You know, we have a very rich, proud heritage that we have to celebrate.
Awesome. Of course, I'm speaking with a cultural icon and activist, Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson herself. And right now, let me ask you this question as we discuss and delve into the preservation of Bahamian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your definition for what is Bahamian culture.
Mm-hmm.
You're the co-founder of EduCulture,
yes?
I'm pronouncing it correctly?
EduCulture, yes.
Yes. Okay, an enterprise that offers support services to schools, cultural and educational consultancies, and houses the Junkanoo Museum and Resource Center.
Mm-hmm.
Being the co-founder of this particular enterprise, is this a part of your reach and your effort in preserving Bahamian culture?
Very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I cannot even begin to talk about how EduCulture began without mentioning the late Jackson Burnside.
Yes.
Right. Jackson, when I left St. John's in 1997, he invited me to come and work for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was three of the richest years of my life.
Wow.
Because Jackson changed my thinking.
Yes.
I started to understand what all could be possible when I saw what he was doing.
Okay.
And his celebration of Bahamian culture.
Okay.
And so the result was that when I started to brainstorm on what my dream job was, right on my birthday in the Shoal restaurant having boiled fish.
That's Bahamian as we can get.
Yes. Silbert started to ask me these questions about my dream job.
Mm-hmm.
And right on the paper placemat of the Shoal, I started to jot down the ingredients of my dream job.
Wow.
I want to work with children, but I don't want to be in a school. I want to share my knowledge of history.
Yes.
I want to share my passion for culture and Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
And that evolved into EduCulture, which is a combination of my twin passions of education and culture. So I came up with the name EduCulture, and Jackson was all for it.
Yes.
And I stepped out in faith. In Junkanoo, we say, go with what you got.
Yes.
And I had nothing, but I did have the house that I grew up in in West Street.
So you used what you had.
Go with what you got.
You use the rod in your hand.
There you go. So, right. So I put the museum right in my childhood home. And that, would you believe, was 21 years ago.
21 years ago.
The year 2000.
Wow, amazing.
I started EduCulture.
And of course, this work is still ongoing.
Very much so.
Yes.
We are reopening now after the COVID drama.
Yes.
But yes, we have. And basically, we offer two services.
Mm-hmm.
Support services for schools
and which
take the form of ride and learn social studies tours that are based. We work with the teachers and we design the tours based on what they want the children to see from the curriculum that the whatever subject they are studying, right? Whatever topic they're studying.
Like
right.
civic social studies.
So if they're doing government, we may go to the House of Assembly, then the Senate, then either the Supreme Court or police headquarters, that kind of thing.
I love it.
If they're doing fishing, farming, and manufacturing, we're going to the farm, we're going to marine resources, like that.
Okay.
And so I have designed over 150 tours.
150 tours?
Yes, ma'am. From kindergarten straight up to grade 12.
Amazing. So what has the response been like from our local
schools? Tremendous. We have only slowed down since COVID.
Okay. And, from the private and the government sector?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Amazing.
Yes. We have some very loyal customers and we actually do teachers. We actually do very little advertising, but it spreads by word of mouth.
Yes.
And
which is the best.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And so the Ride and Learn Tours is the first arm of the support services for schools. And the second arm is the Junkanoo Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come to EduCulture, to our museum, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they hear the story of Junkanoo because everybody thinks Junkanoo is a parade and a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell them the story. They view the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go into the shack and they make a little hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, as we say in Junkanoo, we hook them up.
Yes.
We staple the headband
okay.
on. And then the teacher decides who will beat the drums.
Yes.
And who will shake the bells.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we end with our friendship circle.
I'm listening to you and I'm so inspired, Arlene Nash Ferguson, because I love when people go after their passion.
Amen.
I always say that when a person goes after their passion, if you were to see each and every single Bahamian go after his or her own passion,
yes.
you would see automatically that solutions would begin to come out of nowhere. But not out of nowhere, but from the heart
Amen.
To our social ills.
Amen.
Because, you know, we often hear about, oh my God, we need, you know, Bahamian culture to be preserved. We need the posterity of Bahamian culture to come to the fore. But now you're doing it through your passion.
Absolutely.
You're doing it through what it is that you love.
That's right.
And therein lies a solution
Amen.
Towards the posterity of Bahamian culture and the passing on down, of course, to upcoming generations.
And Mama say, if your work becomes your passion, you never work another day in your life.
A day in your life. There That's you what go. I'm talking about, mm-hmm. somebody. Awesome. Listen, you're on there bringing tears to my eyes right now. But I love stories. I love stories. You
yes.
said you have about 150 tours
yes.
that you have created
yes.
and conceptualized.
Yes.
Talk to me about one or two stories that stand out in your mind as it relates to the response of our students to our own culture.
Yes.
I would love to hear something like that from you.
Well, the first one that comes to my mind, I remember a preschool
yes.
teacher,
uh-huh.
the principal.
Yes.
She called the next day or a couple of days after
mm-hmm.
the children had come to do a Junkanoo workshop.
Yes.
And she said it was easily the best field trip that they had been on.
I'm sure.
They were so excited. The parents bringing the children to school the next day told her
mm-hmm.
that so many parents told her that the children refused to take their hats off. They slept in the
Wow,
hats.
Listen to this.
Yeah, and so, you know, Junkanoo is naturally exciting anyhow.
Yes.
And that's a whole other topic because
mm-hmm.
as a teacher, we have to, as you talk about social ills, I don't mean to change the subject.
Mm-hmm.
We,
Go
have
right ahead.
To engage,
mm-hmm.
we have to engage
mm-hmm.
those things that we respond and react to.
Mm-hmm.
When you are trained as a teacher,
yes.
the first thing they tell you is take the children from where they are.
Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So
mm-hmm.
we have to find out mm-hmm. where they are
mm-hmm.
and take them from there.
From that place.
So with my teacher's eyes
mm-hmm.
going in the shacks,
mm-hmm.
you see children who are engaged
yes.
and who will work around the clock to get a costume out. They will throw up a 15-foot costume
yes.
to dance in
yes.
that will not, as we call it, bow,
yes.
that will not bend, but they will tell you they don't like science.
Wow.
They will tell you they don't know what aeronautical
this
engineering
is. This is so good.
Is.
Yes.
Are you
exactly.
with me?
But they're doing it and they don't even realize that that's what they're doing.
So Junkanoo.
So make the connection.
Ah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The gateway
yes.
to education.
Mm-hmm.
You make it fun.
Yes.
You make it fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did in a very small way
mm-hmm.
is to put a classroom in the shack at
yes.
EduCulture. So
mm-hmm.
when the children come, they have their station
mm-hmm.
and they are having a big time,
mm-hmm.
but they are also learning
yes.
a whole lot. And so, and it's the same thing with language.
Yes.
I would say, and I'm being very conservative, 75, I think it's 90, 75% of our children are not reinforced with standard English
oh,
in
wow.
the home
yeah.
or in their community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But when we go to school.
I think you're right on when you said 90, but go ahead.
Uh-huh. me too. We order our books from wherever,
mm-hmm.
which assume
mm-hmm.
or presuppose
mm-hmm.
that standard English is your first language.
That is correct.
So we don't take them from where they are.
Yes.
So we are not translating from Bahamian English into standard English for them to see the correlation and the parallel.
Yes.
You with me?
And therein lies the disconnect.
And when I tried to do it at St. John's, the challenge was that the majority of the teachers were foreigners.
And
there is no textbook.
See, they didn't have the Bahamian English base.
Right. And so there's no textbook to for them to follow to teach it. And that's why the book I'm working on now for the Junkanoo book for children is more of a textbook than a reading for enjoyment, because it sets it right out. And hopefully some teachers will join me to create a teacher's manual so that we can have a program in what I call Bahamian studies, because it's not only Junkanoo. We have to get into the bush medicine and the whole science of the bush medicine, the sloop sailing, all of these components, the old stories, Babuki and Barabi. And of course, the schools are doing a lot of this now, but I just want it to be intentional. This is Bahamian. This is who we
is. Oh, this is so good. This is so good. And teachers, if you're listening, that's the call out right there. Live on Influencers. You heard with Miss Arlene Nash Ferguson just said, and I am encouraging you to connect with her to make this happen.
Yes.
Because we need to get rid of that disconnect.
Amen.
And I believe that that is the foundation of the national average of a D that we are seeing.
Amen.
So many times we talk about it from the high school level. We need to talk about it from the ground up.
There you go.
Totally necessary.
Yeah.
And I love what it is that you're doing. Awesome. Go ahead.
You know, as you talk about memories, you know, I have to share this.
Yes.
It's neither here nor there.
Yeah, because I asked for two stories, so this is story number two.
But as I talk about we talk about education and the connection. A young man, I was actually working with Jackson at the time, and he was there on another matter. And when he was leaving, he said, Mrs. Ferguson, this is just to show teachers the impact that we have. He said, Mrs. Ferguson, you don't remember me, hey? I said, not right off the top. And he said, when you left St. John's, I was in grade one.
In grade one?
Yeah. He said, my name is Julian Thompson. He said, and the day you brought Bahama to perform at St. John's was the day I knew I was going to be an entertainer.
Oh,
Julian,
Yes, amazing.
There you go. So
from
grade one, he said. He said he never forgot that. That's when he knew he was going to be an educator. And so I say that to say that what we do has a lasting impact on the children. And just Saturday on Junkanoo 242, we had Andre John, and he said how his teacher at Queen's College brought Brent Malone in to talk to them. And that's when he knew he was going to be an artist.
Yes.
And so, and you know, he made a point about Bahamian music. He said, we have to share some of the responsibility.
So very true.
For the music not being what it should be, and around the world, like reggae and calypso and soca, because we have not ingrained it in our children.
That is so very true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to share the responsibility. And talking about sharing the responsibility, of course, the name of the show is Influencers. And you've mentioned the name of the late, great, iconic Jackson Burnside several times. I would like for you to talk just a bit about his influence upon your perspective of culture.
Yes.
What are some of the things that you saw in the way that he managed and maneuvered and just romanced culture that really stuck out and really influenced the way that you've become now as a person?
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Jackson, I always said that our friendship was second generation, because our mothers went through school together and were best friends.
Okay.
And so we were in the second generation of this family friendship.
Okay.
And Jackson and I have been friends from we were teenagers. And when I decided I was coming out of St. John's, I called him and I said, Jackson, I'm leaving St. John's. I need you to help me to find a job. I do not want to be in a school. And he initially had a plan. I don't share this very often, but his initial plan was to raise the funding for one family's community center and to have me run that full time. That was the plan.
That was a great idea.
Absolutely. And when it fell through, he said, man, come wait for me and come write our story.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I got to write my first book, I Come to Get Me.
Yes.
And inside, look at the Junkanoo Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And what really made it wonderful was that his wife and I, Pam, had been in St. John's College together, and we ended up at the same university at McMaster
together.
This
is a family affair.
It's a family affair. So they were both very, and Pam still today is a very dear friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Jackson, I went to work at Dungalik.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see I don't know how to explain it. All my life, education was my profession.
Mm-hmm.
I had been in a school all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am exposed, for want of a better way to put it, to Jackson and his thinking.
Yes.
And he challenges everything.
Yes.
And he won't let you be, as we say in Junkanoo, normal.
Uh-huh.
You got to think stupid.
Don't
be.
Outside the box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't. We couldn't be. You couldn't be normal.
Yes.
And he just provoked and provoked my thinking.
So it was just provocation.
Right. And things that were obvious, and this is one of the clearest examples.
Okay.
My first degree is in history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand the concept of historiography.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson brought it out in a new light.
Break that down for me.
Okay. Historiography basically is, this is my version of it.
Okay.
The story will be told by somebody through their eyes.
Okay.
You will see it through their perspective.
Yes. Okay.
So when somebody says to you, let's say, for example, independence happened in 73, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But the perspective that somebody will take, say, for example, whether it was good or bad for the Bahamas.
Yes.
You with me?
Okay.
And so.
I got you.
Right. And so you sift everything through from your perspective and you try to read as many
so it's like a personal experience filter.
That's right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so I said to Jackson, as I was researching for the Junkanoo book, I say, you know, the first evidence of Junkanoo documented in the Bahamas is 1801. I just said it. Jackson say, man, that was only when the white people find out. And with that one off the wall comment, he completely opened my mind, because I realized he was right and I had not thought about it before.
It goes beyond
Junkanoo Africans, in secret places in the night, reaffirming their humanity and their culture and their heritage by recreating their festivals from home. And not because a European who only found out about it in 1801 say that means it's gospel. It was here
before.
We just have no African voice to tell the story.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So when he said that, I said, wow, you are right. And that was the kind of bombshells that he used to
amazing.
Drop.
I have chill bumps all over my arms right now.
those were the wonderful jewels that he dropped and
treasures,
just provoked your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, working on him with that book was absolutely incredible. He just wouldn't let anything slide. John Beadle, Jolyon Smith, you know, master artists. Just the illustration is just outstanding. And then Pam majored in language arts. So she was the editor and she proofread it. I mean, the book is just first class. No two ways about it. And he always said that. He said it has to survive. It has to survive the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we can do this properly or we ain't doing it at all.
At all, yes. And of course, that was the Jackson Burnside standard.
Yeah, exactly right.
And you're doing so very well at keeping that standard up and going. And with that said, you said something a bit earlier, and we're going into break very, very, very soon. But let's just introduce this part of the conversation right now, and then we'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
Mm-hmm.
And you made mention of how soca is out there, how reggae is out there, and they are.
Mm-hmm.
But is Junkanoo out there?
Are
we out there? Are rake and scrape
rake
out
and
there?
Scrape.
Is Goombe out there? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's we things.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Bahamian. That's who we are.
It's Bahamian. Right.
Now, Bahamian children love Bahamian music.
Yes, they do.
I have heard it said very often, oh, our Bahamian children, they ain't into that. happen. You lick off one piece of rake and scrape.
Yes.
Or you lick off some chocolate music.
Yes.
No one has to teach them how to scull.
No, dear.
No one has to teach them how to whine.
No, dear.
No one has to teach them how to dance the music.
That's right.
It's innate.
Yes.
It's in us.
Right.
It comes out.
Amen.
They're passionate about it.
Amen.
They can spend hour after hour after hour in the shack. So how can we say that they don't love it or that they are not passionate about it? That's not so. So if they do love it, if we all love it and we do, then why is it just here within the border? Now, do we have to take the conversation in another direction to discuss why that is? Mm-hmm. And that's what I would like for us to talk about on the other side of the break. For those of you listening in to Influencers, as we continue here with this Summer Bohemian Artist Series with the great cultural icon. I call her the Madam of Culture, our Bohemian treasure, and that she is. I love this woman, Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson, and I'm having such a jubilant time interviewing her today. So please stay tuned. There'll be more on the other side of this break.
Healthier me starts with Fit 360. Fit 360 has a unique range of vitamins with potent formulations offering optimum levels of omega-3, tasty immune boosters for on the go, and sugar-free options too. Fit 360 has something for me, my friends, and my family. Whether exercising, staying ahead at work, or busy with the kids, Fit 360 makes it easy and tasty to give my body the daily vitamins it needs. Staying healthy and strong is the way to be. Fit 360 for a healthier you.
Need your picture taken? Well, if you want it to look its best, then go to the best. It's Sawyer Studios. Capturing your special events, portraits, passport, job, and visa photos. Plus, there's more. Also offering professional printing services of business cards, letterheads, signs, and banners. Opened Monday to Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's a legacy. 28 years and growing. Located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road. Call 361-7786.
Staying healthy has taken on a whole new meaning these days. So we ask, why do you put your health first?
As a business professional, I need to make the most out of my work days.
I'm a teacher, and I want to be there for my students.
In sports, I have to be in top form for my team.
Motherhood, I just got to keep up with my kids.
Because my patients rely on me to be at my best.
Staying healthy is important for many of us, and Halib Orange makes it easy. Just one 1,000 milligram tablet of vitamin C gives your immune system a flavorful boost, leaving you protected and feeling good for the day ahead. Halib Orange Vitamin C. Just pop the cap, drop it in water, let it fizz, and enjoy. Part of the Halib Orange family.
Welcome back to Influencers. I'm your host, Lady Shima. And in with me today is the cultural icon herself, Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson. I love to say that name. I say it with pride as we continue on here with our month-long Summer Bohemian Artist Series, a special edition here on Influencers. And our theme is Music and the Arts Shaping a New Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And right before the break, I just made mention of the fact that Bahamian children, we love our rake and scrape. We love our junkanoo music. And so when I hear that they don't love it, I'm like, okay, come on now. We know that that's not true. They start sculling. They start the dancing. Look at junkanoo on bay. Mm-hmm. You know, we love it. So why is it not out there like your soca? Why is it not out there like your reggae? And I'm talking on both scenes. I'm talking about locally, even though now that is changing. And also definitely on the international scene as well. What are your thoughts?
Okay, my biggest problem right now is where to start.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, first of all, like you,
yes.
I have a passion for Bahamian music.
Yes.
And my understanding from people who know more about Bahamian music than I do,
mm-hmm.
my understanding is that when we define Bahamian music, we say that the umbrella term for it is Kumbe,
mm-hmm.
from the West African Djembe.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And under the umbrella term of Kumbe, we have two genres. And I believe there's something to do with the rhyming spirituals and all that. We got to ask people like Fred Ferguson.
Yeah.
Because I am tiptoeing across the surface here.
Yes, yes, yes.
But there's Rake and Scrape,
mm-hmm.
and there's Junkanoo.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I believe they are not around the world is because I don't believe, quite frankly, that we believe in them. I don't think that I believe, I always say, we have an Oscar, we have multiple Olympic medals.
Yes.
We have all of these world credits
yes.
to our name mm-hmm. as the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we seem to believe that we cannot make world-class music.
Wow.
We would prefer to copy other people's music.
Mm-hmm.
So this the downside now. We come in, we'll come to the solution.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a situation where you hear some Bahamian entertainers, not all, some Bahamian entertainers
mm-hmm.
are singing. And it's either with an American twang
mm-hmm.
or it's a Jamaican, it's a Jamaican accent.
Yes.
And very often it's also in a reggae genre
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Rake and Scrape or Junkanoo. And then you hear the excuse
yes.
that they call it, what do they call it?
Fusion.
Fusion. Ah, this is what he said
it's
to
a
me.
Fusion.
Fusion.
Come on.
And I said, it's a fusion. Where's the Bahamian in the fusion? They think if they holler out Junkanoo in the song or holler out cowbell or drum, that's fusion. So my thing is there is a lot to be desired.
Okay.
But I believe mm-hmm. at the core of Bahamian music,
yes,
we have a product that can stand up against anybody else's music in the world,
mm-hmm.
but we have to believe it
ourselves.
That's the scene, right? That's the sine qua non. That's the prerequisite.
Yes,
you have to believe it
first.
And so, because we do not believe it,
we don't push it.
Right.
Ah.
We not only
interesting
concept. Right, push same thing.
Yes,
we don't encourage it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I was in charge of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
our radio stations, it would be mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
I would start, because I'm a nice person, I would start with 40% Bahamian music, and that
so
would increase
rapid.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You would be mandated. You mm-hmm. have to play. 40% of your music has to be Bahamian music.
So let me ask you. Go ahead.
No, continue with that thought. And so what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
People like Fred Ferguson, who can't get employment here,
mm-hmm.
who has to live in Birmingham, Alabama,
oh,
will be back home writing music. All of these musicians will be employed.
Mm.
So when Attila the Music Hun, that's me,
wow.
when Attila the Hun finish, you will create
mm-hmm.
that need for Bahamian music. The hotels will be mandated
yes.
to have Bahamian bands mm-hmm. in there.
Mm-hmm.
National events will have to have Bahamian, which most of them do, will have to have mm-hmm. Bahamian music.
Yes.
In
most
public
of them
places,
mm-hmm.
the music must be Bahamian. They don't want to see me.
Oh, no.
They don't want to see me in charge. Because listen
Ooh.
Here, because Andret made a point, and he is right.
Mm-hmm.
We have to accept some of the responsibility.
Yes,
because,
we must.
Yes, mm-hmm. we have created the diet for foreign music.
Mm-hmm.
We have not created the diet for Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
Bahamian music is few and far apart,
mm-hmm.
the songs. And so it has to be conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to believe that we can do it. Jamaicans migrate abroad, I
mm-hmm.
think, far more than Bahamians. Of course, that may be a faulty statement, because whereas their population is, what, 2 million?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even have a 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So it may
so
be,
when you look at the ratio, then, yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It may be in
so
terms
per capita,
of the ratio.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever they go, Shima,
mm-hmm.
they carry their music.
That is so very true.
Wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the same thing with other Caribbean countries. That
mm-hmm.
is how Carnival got in London,
mm-hmm.
in Notting Hill. That is how Carnival got in New York, in Brooklyn, and Caravana in Toronto.
So
they
very true.
Carry yes. their culture with them.
They transported
and
it.
Yes. And we have to learn that what we have is just as good as anybody else. And see, now they can put me in jail now. Because
ahead,
you
Arlene
have
Nash.
This, you have to believe in us.
Yes.
And what we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have a world-class festival that is unlike any other festival anywhere in the world.
It's so very
but
true.
Child, we bring in
it's
Carnival.
So right. Wow.
We bring in, yeah, we bring
and
in Carnival.
And then it and calling it Junkanoo.
Yeah, no, don't try that. And so this is what we, this is
don't
what
shoot the messenger.
We face. No, no, ma'am. And so this is what we face.
Yes.
We have to believe
in
that
ourselves.
What we have, mm-hmm. yes, is as good as
anybody
else.
We have to believe in
else.
The things.
Amen.
Simply put.
Amen.
Now, you were the director of culture 2012 thereabouts into 2017.
Yeah,
you
Ministry
of Tourism. Talk a bit about your influence as Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson during that period, during that time. But this passion and this drive, this insight, this head knowledge.
Yes. I had an outstanding team.
Mm-hmm.
Mitzi Gipman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
yes. Cleveland Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The creme Rick de la creme. Carey.
The creme de la creme.
Oh, yes. Rick Carey.
yes.
And it was a wonder. Oh, and Audley Dean, who was the police, what you call it, the drill sergeant,
okay.
you know, at the front of the police band.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And who was a big junkanoo as well.
A drum major?
Drum major,
okay.
right. Okay,
yes.
let's go with that. And so I think our greatest achievement during that time,
uh-huh.
apart from making sure culture was represented wherever the ministry required us,
mm-hmm.
we created a Bahamian song competition for the very purpose
yes.
that we are talking about now,
mm-hmm.
to encourage Bahamian music.
Yes.
And the prize was something like $25,000.
Mm.
First prize. The prizes
yes.
were quite lucrative.
Yes.
And they generated the kind of response we
wow.
had wanted, which mm-hmm. was 132 original songs.
I remember this very well.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamian thing.
Yes.
And Charles Carter was the chairman of the judging committee.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
it well.
We held it up at Montague.
Montague. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it was wonderful.
Do you
and
know why I'm smiling so big?
Because it's now because Sammy,
mm-hmm.
not your brother. Yes.
Yes.
Your brother. That's why you look familiar.
That's why I'm smiling so big, uh-huh, because uh-huh. yours truly had a big part to play in the
right
winning
in
song.
There you go.
Remember
there
the family?
That's of course they were
yeah,
all on stage. But
yes,
now, of course,
yes.
But think about it, Shima.
I was a part of that group.
There you go.
And lead singer.
If we beautiful.
Yes.
If we had it runs in the family.
Mm.
If we had not had that competition,
yes.
he would not have written. You all would not have written that song.
That's right.
So that's the point I'm making.
Ah.
There were 132.
You are right. We would have not written that song.
132 original songs, and I think that was
yes.
of everything we did. That was our big thing. We
yes.
also did. We brought Junkanoo.
That was an amazing song competition.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
We brought Junkanoo downtown whenever the cruise ships were in. We did a number of regular performances by various groups downtown
mm-hmm.
to introduce Junkanoo to our visitors and the sound of Junkanoo, and they would rush
mm-hmm.
from right by the Cathedral Church, right by Marlborough Square.
Yes.
And they would come
Christ
down
Church.
George
mm-hmm.
Christchurch, come down George Street and cross the street into Pompey Square and bring everybody with them.
Yes.
Sometimes we were on Woods Rogers Walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this kind of cultural exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think out of everything, as I look back on it, that song competition was it.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. That's where you remember me from. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
The competitiveness in that
yes.
particular competition
yes.
was so stiff.
The stakes
was
were high.
So man,
yeah,
was
the stakes
of
were high.
Me.
That was
and,
some big time
we were
money.
Constantly checking and constantly checking and constantly checking. But mm-hmm. you know what I must say? The camaraderie, though.
Yes.
The camaraderie was there.
Yes.
And the kind of talent that came to the fore.
Yes.
That was showcased. It was absolutely phenomenal. I remember the big names like Lady E.
Pum. Erica is one of my students from St. John's. And Rick as well. Very proud of all of them.
Awesome music. And then the compilation CD.
Yes.
And I hope and pray that another competition like that comes around soon.
And that we, you know, and that we, and that we perpetuate it.
Yes.
That the songs are always heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That you feel, you feel that the compulsion to enter a competition, mm-hmm. you know, that you will be appreciated and recognized.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do play a lot of the songs from that particular competition to this day. On Bahamian or Nothing.
Mm, yes.
That particular station. They keep the Bahamian music pumping.
I'm wondering if he was 100% not one of Bahamian our judges. Music. But yes, he was involved. I remember that, Eric, as well. Yes.
So uh-huh. if you want to hear that song or any of the other songs, that mm-hmm. is the station, really, where you would definitely hear it. I'm very, very proud of what it is that they're doing with the preservation of Bahamian music.
Amen.
But with that said, though, let's make a little bit of a segue. Mm-hmm. And because I could talk about music all day, as you know, Bahamian music. let's talk about your work with Bahama Host. Of course, you've done quite a bit of work with the Ministry of Tourism, now known as, you know, the Bahamas mm-hmm. Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Sure. Mm-hmm. And you've done quite a bit of work with the Bahama Host mm-hmm. under the Industry Training mm-hmm. Department. And you started to talk to me a bit about that. And of course, Bahama Host is our go-to training program and mm-hmm. course as it relates to empowering and equipping our hospitality professionals.
Yes.
And so talk a bit about your work with Bahama Host and the importance of such a program to you.
I'm trying to think when it was. It was in the 1980s. Whenever Bahama Host was introduced.
The 1980s?
I'm sure it was the 80s because the 90s just happened the other day.
Okay.
I had been lecturing with the Bahama Host program.
Yes.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe I started in the 80s.
Okay.
And because I just found a clipping the other day that I shared with them. They mm-hmm. were giving me a certificate of appreciation or something way back. And so Bahama Host has always been near and dear to me.
To your heart.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it does. I thought firstly that the name was quite clever. And I
love it.
Bahama Host.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just seeks to ensure that our service levels are at the requisite standard for a world-class destination.
Experience, that's right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was lecturing off and on. And then when I went to tourism as director mm-hmm. of culture and heritage, I was not involved so much. But as I was preparing to leave, it was the same time that they were rebranding
mm-hmm.
the program.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked me to return, for want of a better way to put it,
mm-hmm.
as a consultant
yes.
to work with them in the rebranding of Bahama Host.
Yes.
And so we had many sessions
mm-hmm.
and then we went away to write.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my forte is Module 1,
mm-hmm.
Proud to be Bahamian, which is the only one that is chock full of fact, of information. This
mm-hmm.
is where you get the subject knowledge, the subject information,
mm-hmm.
and in
very
all of
foundation.
The other, right, and then with all of the other modules, they learn how to apply it,
yes.
and what they should and should not do, but this is the basic information.
Mm-hmm.
And so Module 1 consists of the history of the Bahamas.
Yes, yes.
The civics
mm-hmm.
for the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
which is exciting now that another election is coming
up. Right around the corner.
Civics for the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the culture of the Bahamas, Bahamian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move to the geography, wonders of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move to the third module is sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. So that's basically what I lecture in. Yeah.
You know, we had record-breaking tourist number arrivals in 2019, 7.2
mm-hmm.
million.
Mm-hmm.
And that is often referenced by the Minister of Tourism and Aviation, the Honorable Dionisio de Aguilar, and his commentary and his talks.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're looking forward to what seems to be very, very promising at this time. Yes. And that is the rebounding of the industry.
Yes.
Okay. Making a comeback. And of course, with the advent of the Crystal Cruises here within the Bahamas, quite a shot in the arm for the, you know, for the economy. And I'm very, very excited to see tourism make its a rebound. And what are your thoughts now, when you know, from the seat that you sit in, as it relates to the rebound of the tourism as the number one industry, and what it is that we're doing as a people to be prepared for what the minister has said is really going to be an ultimate explosion, and on an exponential level with tourist arrivals. He's believing that we're probably even going to surpass that in the coming future of the 7.2 million arrivals in 2019.
Two things come to mind immediately. Mm-hmm. As you was talking, I remembered a quote that Jackson often said, mm-hmm. be who you is and not who you ain't. Because if you ain't who you is who you ain't.
Oh, Lord.
And so basically, from that perspective, from the cultural perspective, mm-hmm. I want our visitors to come here and not get a typical tourist experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to feel that, man, I didn't know the Bahamas, the true, true Bahamas.
Yes.
Just Sunday.
An authentic experience.
Just Sunday, a group of 12 persons, they were on a rum tour,
mm-hmm.
and they came to EduCulture. We were a stop on their tour.
Uh-huh. Great.
And when they were leaving, I say, man, you had a good time? And he said, this is what we came looking for.
There you go.
We really feel as if we're in
Bahamian
the Bahamas.
Right.
Yes. And we're having a different experience.
Great.
This is not the regular tourist thing.
Yes.
And I was really touched by that, mm-hmm. you know. So we want to be authentic.
Yes.
We have to stop the copying.
That's right.
And we
That's
have
right.
to do it our way.
That's right.
And we have to be us, who we is.
That's
and
right.
not who we ain't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think authenticity
in
because if you is who you ain't, you ain't who you is.
I love it.
And so we have to, this is a perfect opportunity now for us to really shine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always tell my visitors when they come to EduCulture, I said, now you have come here for your true Bahamian experience, so we have to get you started on the right foot. We're gonna polish up on your Bahamian accent, and they all are. And I said, I'm going to greet you the way we greet each other.
Yes,
answer me the same way. You ready? Everybody say, I say, hey man, what you saying? And they love that.
Yes.
And so
not
you know,
Amon.
And not hi guys. It's hey man. That's what we say.
That's right.
And so and that's the kind of authenticity that I want our visitors to experience.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the old Bahamas.
Yes.
A time when we spoke to everybody on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my mother used to pinch me if we passed somebody going to church on a Sunday morning, and I'm walking behind her, and she's waiting to hear me say good morning when the people pass.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, nobody needs to teach us good manners.
That's right.
And how to be hospitable. That's in our genes.
That's
it's
right.
in our nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I just want us to be us and to welcome our visitors in true fashion.
That's right.
The other thing I want us to be very conscious of,
what is
and
that?
We deal with this in sustainability, is our environment. Shima, listen to me, girl. 75% of the Bahamas is water.
That's correct.
It has been documented that that is the clearest water in the world. You can see the ocean floor deeper in the Bahamas than anywhere else. Just a couple of weeks ago, I saw a study, some world organization on air ranked the Bahamas as having the cleanest air. First of 98 countries, you hear me? First of 98 countries.
The cleanest air out of 98 countries.
Our beauty, and you mentioned it yourself, our beauty is so staggering.
Yes.
That astronaut Scott Kelly called us the most beautiful mm-hmm. place from space and took over 22 photographs.
That's correct.
Of the Bahamas mm-hmm. from space.
Yes.
Chris Hadfield.
Aquamarine waters.
He said, Chris Hadfield said, the Bahamas, the water's gorgeous.
Yes.
So I say all of that to say.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where your head is when you drop your Kentucky box out of your window on the side of the road. Explain.
Where is your Bahamian pride?
Explain to me.
That's
explain
right.
Explain to me
wow.
how you are thinking. And this is how we make our living.
You're so right, Arlene.
Millions of people.
That's right.
Spend billions of dollars
mm-hmm.
every year. To and in the Bahamas.
That's correct.
They don't come to see our trash.
Mm-hmm.
They come to see the beauty of our country.
That's right.
God could have placed us anywhere.
The beauty of our country and our people.
Right.
Yeah.
He placed us here.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. your thank you has to be to protect this beautiful environment in which he put you.
Yes, and so, yes, ma'am.
And so we have to protect our environment. Let's can the litter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make our country pristine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, forget all the slogans.
Mm-hmm.
This is for our children.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
That's
only
right.
for visitors.
Mm-hmm.
This is a habit that you were taught and I was taught.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandmother and my grandmother and great-grandmother
That's
didn't
correct.
Even have a broom.
Mm-hmm.
They wove three palm branches together to
That's
make
right.
a broom.
And that was their broom.
The rake for the yard
dropped
right out of the coconut
clean
tree.
And pristine.
It had to be clean.
That's
Those
right.
beautiful little homes in mm-hmm. the heritage communities.
Yes.
No grass. It's hard to rake right up.
That's
Not
right.
Not a piece of paper. Where
wow.
did we go wrong?
That's right.
So
that's the question of the day. Where did we go wrong?
Mm-hmm. So and here I believe ends that, the lesson.
That ends the lesson. I believe that we're going to get it right, though. I believe that our Bahamian pride is returning.
Yes.
And we are more conscious as a people.
That's right.
And who we are.
Amen.
And what belongs to us and what's unique about us.
Amen.
And I truly believe that. And I believe that it's going to intensify with the coming years, should God tarry. But I cannot allow you to go, even though we are smack dab fresh out of time.
Yes.
I cannot allow you to leave, though. I just want you to comment on this for about 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
because this is major because of who you are.
Yes.
And that is, I want to get your comment, though, on what happened with the chairman of the Independent Secretariat,
mm-hmm.
Mark Humes, as it relates to our independence celebrations
mm-hmm.
of 48 years
mm-hmm.
with no Bahamian music
mm-hmm.
during our independence celebrations of 48 years, and our Bahamian artist having to become activist
mm-hmm.
and in a very, very tamed kind of a protest. And that is the reason now why we are having this extension of independence celebrations towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And there was this question that came from the chairman asking the question, what is Bahamian music anyway?
Yeah.
What was your response mentally when you heard what was going on? How did that make you feel? What are your thoughts on that particular instance?
Whether it's year one
mm-hmm.
or year 41
yes.
or year 48, we are Bahamian.
Wow.
And as we celebrate our independence,
mm-hmm.
in my mind, everything should be Bahamian.
Simple everything should be Bahamian.
Everything. Just, everything. The music.
That's the A and the Z.
Yes, ma'am. Everything. the A and the Z.
Yes.
The
A and the Z.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
and so, you know, why don't we have a national symposium on what is Bahamian music? Why don't we? And this is
we
something
need to have
I wanted to do this at tourism and never had the opportunity. Why
okay.
don't we have a? Why don't we have a music not seminar, not workshop, conclave?
Yes.
And why don't we have all of our renowned musicians? We let Charles Scott go. Why don't we have them teaching mm-hmm. what Bahamian music is and also how to write songs, how to produce songs mm-hmm. for the teachers to be there, how to teach it mm-hmm. and get the children involved with the writing of the music and understanding the mm-hmm. music. Oh, Shima,
and wouldn't it be
so
important
to
also have it to be documented?
Absolutely.
And needs to
it
be standardized.
To be that's right.
Placed into a textbook and taught.
Amen. And everything that we are losing in Jhankunu now, you mm-hmm. very seldom see the two-handed bass. Everybody is boom booming.
Yes.
And so we have some things we want to preserve and we want to bring back.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we got plenty of work to do.
Man, listen. Bahamian treasure, Mrs. Arlene Nash Ferguson. I need to bring you back for part two, man. We don't have enough time to talk about all of that's in your heart and in your head. Such good stuff. And that's going to bring it to the end for our conversation for today with our Summer Bahamian Artist Series as we come to a close. Thank you so, so, so very much. I call you Bahamian Treasure all the time because that's exactly what and who you are to me. And thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure, and continue to do well. Very proud of you.
Thank you so very much. Until next time, blessings.
Influencers was brought to you by
7Seas. Start your day the right way. Soya Studios, located in the Flowers Plaza, Carmichael Road West. Carib Construction. The Beauty Barn, hair and beauty supplies. Delivering beauty products straight to your door. WhatsApp 242-812-8500. Real-Time Sound Studios. And Global Transformation Media. Transforming you from the inside out.